Hey everybody, this is Black Women with Other Brothers podcast coming to you from the formerly beautiful downtown San Francisco area on Friday, April 24th. I'm Dee Dee LaFrac. Well, sweethearts, how are you all doing all around the world? In Canada and Alaska, in South America and Germany and France, in Atlanta, various parts of California, all over America, Asia, listening to this podcast, I see you, and I'm sending you best wishes most sincerely. We're all dealing with things, babies, and this week's, well, rather, today's podcast, because Black Woman with Other Brothers podcast comes to you under 10 minutes, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. This podcast is about talk is cheap. I will keep focusing on how actions mean everything right now, and talk is cheap. By now, the world has been in this traumatic state for a little over a month. Here in San Francisco, we were the first American city to have shelter in place. It's been quite scary. If you'd like to hear about my San Francisco life, go ahead, check out, please, on Twitter. San Francisco Damn Twitter page. And there is, of course, a podcast specifically about San Francisco. This is the Interracial Swirling Diversity Hypergamous page. Ladies, we all like men. All the straight women like men. Those of you who have husbands, congratulations. Those of you who have boyfriends, good for you. I mean, live-in boyfriends. For the rest of us, ladies, we're basically on our own unless you have good functional men in your lives. And good functional men just don't talk. There are a lot of people talking smack. Talk is cheap. Right now, actions is what matters. And this can't be reiterated enough. Right now, it's the rise of catfishing, computer keyboard Romeos, men who are making love through texts, men who are gaming women through Snapchat, men who are making dumb little TikTok videos, men that are seducing women, gaming with them. None of that matters. None of that is real. And it bears repeating, real is a man in the room with you. Real is a man coming to your door leaving a bag of groceries. Real is a man calling you, volunteering to drive you to the grocery store, walk with you for health and exercise. Real is a man calling you. Now, I have a lot of young viewers under 30. That's young. Enjoy your youth. Time passes, and before you'll know it, you'll be middle-aged like me if you are lucky to survive life, if you are lucky. And what you need to understand, you young ladies, is talk is cheap. All these communication forms mean nothing. Like, for instance, I sent out a blast for my San Francisco Damn podcast. I sent this blast out to hundreds of people. It was personalized, and people were responding as though I was talking to them personally. Do you see how that works out? Don't be played by the nonsense, by the sweet words. I have to reiterate that because some states are going to continue the shelter in place. For instance, our whack, cold-blooded, black lady mayor, London Breed, I read somewhere, I'm not sure if it's true, that she may be extending the shelter in place. Can you believe it? Another month. Another month of a Blackistani, black male junkie invasion, black males in tents around the corner from me. This is going to be extended for another month. Aye, aye, aye. And the point I'm making is, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening. Talk is cheap. All the text, how are you doing? Good morning, beautiful. Good morning, sweetheart. Guess what? There are men leaving their house to be protective. You can leave your house. Don't just, unless you have cancer or some very bad pre-existing conditions. Say you're morbidly obese and you're a smoker, although there are mixed messages. They are saying that smoking might help with the virus. I'm not sure. Say you have high blood pressure, diabetes. Those are pre-existing conditions that you might want to try to stay away from big crowds of people. But if you have basic decent health, you can put on your glove, put on your mask. Don't touch your gloved hand to your face. When you get back home, decontaminate, but you can go out. Now, of course, this is not the time to be dating. If you haven't been listening, I'll tell binge listening, I'll tell you again, why not? Men are like cats. They have secret lives. Men do what they want. Men are not like dogs. Women are like dogs. You can kick a woman, hit a woman. These abused wives, abused girlfriends, they'll just keep coming back for more. Men are like cats. You kick that cat's going to go run away, run under the bed. That cat's going to be mad at you for a long time. And if you turn your back on that cat after you kicked it, the cat may come and just jump on your back with their claws. Yeah, there I said it. Men are like cats. Women are like dogs. You can hit a dog on the head with a baseball bat, unless the dog is really like out of it. A dog's going to come back whimpering, licking your hand. Doesn't that sound like a lot of women? The only thing that matters is what he is doing. That is an indicator of his interest. Now, say for instance, you don't have a guy that's like that. It's okay. As I said before, this too shall pass. And I think it's kind of cute to make new friends online now. I think it's cute to do that. However, don't get it in your head that you love somebody that you have never met. Don't expose your life. Don't tell all your business to a man you have never met. Doesn't matter how long you've been gaming. You can be gaming with him day and night. You think you know him. I've said this before. Things bear repeating. You don't know a man until you're in the room with him over and over for a period of time. And it actually takes a year to know a man. You see him through the seasons. You see his different moods. Everything is overshared on social media. People under 30 think they know somebody because they've been DMing them or getting up in there. Here comes my cat again, Mr. Stevie Wonder. He's, let me give him some love. Come on, sweetheart. Just come on, be a good boy. He hears me talking. You see what I'm saying? Cats are like men. He sees me talking, hears me talking. I'm not making eye contact with him. And what happens? He comes over. But if I were to say, Stevie, come here, he would look at me and just say, lady, please give me a break. It doesn't that sound like a lot of men ignore them and they come by, give them all your attention, and they ignore you? Talk is cheap. Now, life has been like simmering and getting good for me. I've already accepted the fact that I will have to move. Mayor London Breed has allowed the junkies to take over San Francisco. They're a Blackistani junkie encampments around the corner from me, so I know I'm going to have to move. I am at peace with that. I have had men hitting my inbox. I get a lot of traction on Twitter at the San Francisco Dam Twitter page. I've gotten more traction on Twitter than I have on Facebook for all the years I've been on there. For some reason, like men love Twitter, and these men that are contacting me are intelligent, but talk is cheap, so I'm not taking any of it seriously. The only thing that matters are the men who have come through. And guys, you know who you are. I thank you so much, very much. I am Dee Dee LaFrague. This has been your podcast, Black Women with Other Brothers. Hey, everything's beautiful.